The Preds back in action tonight on the road, taking on the Philadelphia Flyers. Puck drop at 6 o'clock, pregame 5 o'clock here on 102.5 The Game. And to help us talk more about that, we head to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators assistant coach Derek McKenzie. Derek, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Doing awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. So, Derek, we're 11 games in at this point. You've got some good and some bad throughout the whole process. Still very early in the year as you're trying to build your game. What have you liked about your group to this point, and what do you think that next step is for your group?
Well, I mean, I think obviously early on we've been pretty resilient as far as, you know, I guess you just kind of referred to it. You know, not every game has gone perfectly for us, but, you know, guys have showed back up and, you know, played some pretty good hockey for the most part. I think, you know, consistency is something that, you know, we're looking for, especially in a 60-minute game. I think last game was a pretty good example of it, even the game against LA where, you know, we had some really good sections, really good, you know, 40 minutes or even more, but can't seem to, you know, find ways to finish them off. And we've talked a lot about that, having to be comfortable in these low scoring games. There's going to be a lot of them. We just got to find a way to come out on the other side of them.
Is that sort of, you know, going into the season, Derek, you guys expect that it was going to be that way, that essentially this was going to have to be more of a, I guess, defensive team and win games that way?
Yeah, it was definitely an emphasis through training camp, you know, making a few little tweaks and spending some extra time in D zone and making sure that, you know, everybody's comfortable defending. And, you know, we knew that was something that, you know, we may have to spend a little bit more time in our zone. That's just where the league's at. There's obviously some teams with a lot of speed and a lot of skill, and so we wanted to be prepared for that. And I thought for the most part, we've done a really good job, you know, over the course of these first 11 games as far as, you know, frustrating and suppressing most of these teams' offense. Again, just getting away from us a little bit against Tampa Bay, and obviously the result wasn't in our favor.
So, Derek, obviously, you know, defensively, I think there's clearly been some improvement there. I was talking to Bunting after the game the other night, and he says the offense, you know, has got to pick it up, obviously, at this point. I think 8 of the 11 games you've had 2 goals or fewer. So in the offensive zone, what are you seeing, and what do you think is the step that needs to be taken there to maybe lead to a little bit more production on a consistent basis offensively?
Well, I mean, you know, a couple things. Obviously, I think, you know, with our DNA, our forecheck has been really good for us early on and has been over the course of the last few years. And then I think we're spending enough time in the ozone. I think really the message has been, again, getting back to, you know, not pressing for that. I think obviously guys, you know, want to score. We want to win those games, and sometimes you want to win them big, but, you know, we can't compromise on all that and, you know, get loose at the other end. So for me, you know, I think it's just a matter of time, you know, before obviously our offense picks up. But again, we don't want to change a whole lot. I think we've, you know, defended really well, and we've taken care of our rush game, and we've done some things to be a little bit more conservative in the middle of the ice so that, you know, we're not just feeding into other teams' offense. And I think if we continue to do those things, we just have to have some poise and some patience in these games. And, you know, obviously our goaltending has been really strong for us. So those are all positive signs. You know, one or two bounces the other way and you start winning these games 4-2.
Luke Evangelista gets on the board. Obviously, he, you know, missed a lot of time with the contract thing going on. What do you need from him, expect from him this year, Derek? And do you think there's still some runway here because of that missed time until he gets, I guess, you know, to the place where you guys want him to be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for any player to have to miss training camp the way Luke did, it's a very difficult situation. It doesn't seem like much, but, you know, just not starting camp with everybody else going through those reps, getting into some exhibition games is difficult. I thought he did a really good job stepping in under the circumstances that he did. And then, you know, for him now, it's a tough kind of uphill battle in the sense that, like, we have a lot of games. It happens really quick. And so, you know, you got to kind of get up to speed as quickly as you can. And, you know, I think last game was a really good step in the right direction for Luke. Obviously, you know, now becoming a little more established in the league and should feel a little bit more comfortable with his contract. You know, for him, he's just going to be a guy for us that night in and night out has to be consistent. And again, it's not, we don't need him to light up, you know, the scoreboard. Obviously, that's what comes naturally to him. But, you know, just work on his being a well-rounded, you know, winger for us and a veteran player and a guy that we can rely on.
So, Derek, the penalty kill has been outstanding to begin the year for you guys. And on the one hand, That's good. You have a really good penalty kill. On the other hand, I know that, you know, Bruno was talking about this after the game the other night. Feels like you guys are taking way too many penalties, way too many stick infractions, things like that. So what do you make of the success of the penalty kill to this point? What's led to that in your mind, and how much of an emphasis is maybe cleaning up some of those stick infractions moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll let those PK guys kind of speak for themselves on that one. I think obviously just a bunch of humble guys working together, and you know, it's working, and I think we'll just kind of leave it at that. But as far as, you know, addressing the stick penalties and, you know, being in the box a little too much, I think the biggest concern there is just that the way they've, you know, been killing, it's very aggressive, and we're asking a lot of them. And so if we're doing that too many times in a game over the course of 10 games, and, you know, the concern is just how long can you keep that up? And so, you know, it takes away ice time, obviously, from the guys who aren't killing, and it really kind of taxes the guys that are killing, including our goalie. So, we definitely got to find ways to, you know, check with our feet and avoid some of these stick penalties. I mean, you know, it's going to happen in a game when we're forechecking hard and playing physical and doing all the right things. We expect there to be a little bit of it, but you know, we obviously have to kind of eliminate a few of those stick penalties where, you know, they're in the neutral zone and the offensive zone and can be avoided.
What are you seeing right now from Marchessault?
He's been good. You know, I think he's come into camp. You know, I know he's a competitive guy, plays with a lot of pride. I think, you know, he felt like you know, he wanted to, you know, have a better start than maybe he did last year. Obviously he had a lot going on, so it's all completely understandable, but no, I thought he's moving well. He's you know, again, down in the offensive zone, he's a guy that once he gets that puck, it's really hard to get it off him, and he's you know, he can make plays, and that's where he feels most comfortable. But I think his all-around game's been really good, and like I said, I'm sure he'd love to be scoring you know, at a little bit of a higher rate, but you know, that's just kind of where we're at and how we're asking some of those guys to play. And it's nice to see the buy-in.
Well, Derek, always good with your time. I know you guys have a ridiculously busy schedule, especially this year with how condensed it is. Appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning, and we will talk to you soon.
No problem, guys. Always enjoy coming on. So appreciate it. We'll talk soon.